I don't have a flashlight.
Neither do I, so that settles it. There was a long moment of silence. Okay, what about something shorter? Say, 5 miles.
That's still a long way.
Drover, if we're gonna quit our jobs and run away from home, we need to go somewhere. Otherwise, Slim will never learn from his mistake. He needs to feel some pain for this. If we can't go at least 5 miles, we should just forget it.
Yeah, but what about coyotes?
I gave that some thought. Coyotes could be a problem.
They're pretty scary guys.
Good point. Okay, suppose we go only 1 mile. Maybe that would... Just then we heard the howl of a distant coyote. Or better yet, maybe we could just hike down to the barn and spend the night there.
You think that would be far enough?
Oh, sure. It would deprive Slim of our warmth and presence on his porch. When he wakes up in the morning, he'll look out here and see that we're gone. It just might give him such a scare that he'll change his ways before it's too late. What do you say to that?
Well, I guess I can do it. Are you sure it's safe?
Of course I'm sure. What could happen to us between here and the barn?
Well, okay, I guess I can make it if this old leg will stay with me.
Forget the leg, son. Saddle up and let's move out. I jacked myself up off the porch and beamed a cold glare at the house. Goodbye, old house. Goodbye, Slim. We're quitting our jobs and leaving this hateful place, never to return until tomorrow. If the monsters come out, too bad. We're signing off. You're on your own. And with that, we left the porch and began our long and dangerous journey to Slim's raggedy little barn.